Our story revolves around a blessing that Hashem gave us, that when we leave our homes to the Olel HaRegel, the Pasuk says, "V'lo yachmod ish et arzecha, ba'alotcha lera'ot et pnei Hashem Elokecha shalosh pamim b'shana." Hashem gives us a special blessing. You know, ordinarily, if everyone leaves their homes and goes up to Yerushalayim, it's a perfect time to attack. And Hashem says, "V'lo yachmod ish es arzecha." No one will want your land at that time. Suddenly, all the Arabs will say, "You're okay, guys. Stick around." Three times a year, they have a change of heart. So the Talmud, and this story is also quoted in the Midrash Rabbah, the story is recounted about two brothers who lived in the city of Ashkelon. And traditionally, in the city of Ashkelon, there was always a problem whether there were a majority of Jews or Philistines. There was throughout much of our history, there was an inhabitant of non-Jews in the city of Ashkelon. And these two brothers came to the city of Ashkelon, and they worked hard. They were powerful people. They were studious workers. And slowly they made more and more money. They became among the wealthy people of Ashkelon. They built themselves nice big houses. And everything seemed fine. What they didn't know was that their non-Jewish neighbors, their pagan neighbors, were jealous. And they kept waiting for the opportunity to take the wealth that these brothers had earned so honestly and earnestly. And the neighbors were scared of these two brothers, and they were powerful people. But they kept talking among themselves, "When are we going to have an opportunity? When will those brothers again go up to Jerusalem to celebrate their holiday so that we can go in and destroy their homes? And when they'll come back, suddenly they'll find everything destroyed and they won't even know who did it." And the day came when one brother says to the other, "You know, the time has come, the regal is coming, and Hashem gives us a mitzvah to go up on the holiday and thank Hashem for the blessings He's given us. Now we've had much blessing, we have to go and thank Hashem and rejoice with the other Jews." You know, part of the idea of a regal is it's called a moed. Moed comes from the word hitva'adut, the time of gathering. Am Yisrael is supposed to unite. Families are supposed to get together. And all of Am Yisrael gets together in Yerushalayim.
Sorry, hitva'adut, it's a gathering.
Yeah.
Not like voluntarily.
Like what?
Free will, good will.
Hitva'adut, no? Yeah.
Mitnadev, it's...
That's different. That's
Volunches.
That's mitnadev. This is va'ad. The shorish there is nadav. The shorish here is va'ad. Va'vayin dalid. So, they plan their journey, and the neighbors hear that they're headed back to Yerushalayim, and they start plotting how they're going to come in and destroy their homes. Now, in order to go to Yerushalayim, people had to leave sometimes 2 or 3 weeks in advance, because the journey wasn't easy. You had to prepare food, you had to get up there.
From where?
These people were traveling from Ashkelon. So, early in the morning, they leave. And the neighbors, by the time they wake up, they've missed the sight of the brothers leaving. And they're waiting and looking, when are they going to go? And they see the brothers coming in and out of the house as usual. And they see them going out to work, and they see them coming back home for lunch at night, in the morning. All through Yom Tov, every day, they see the brothers coming in and out of the house as usual. They said, "Okay, didn't they say they were going to Yerushalayim? I guess not. Must be they figured out our plan, and that's why they didn't leave." Now, of course, the neighbors weren't too happy about this, but what could they do? They see the brothers going back and forth. They can't do anything. Now, Chazal tell us that these were angels. Hashem sent angels to fulfill His promise that no one's going to desire your land when you leave it to be Olel HaRegel. And when the brothers left, so these angels came in their stead. And the neighbors saw the brothers going back and forth, but it wasn't really the brothers. Now, the brothers are ready to go back home, and One says to the other, you know, our neighbors must have taken such good care of our homes, we have to bring them back souvenirs. Let's bring them back some gifts from Jerusalem. So they went and they bought some beautiful souvenirs and headed back home. They come back home, they see their homes are intact, their fields are intact, everything's good. So the next morning, they go back to their neighbors and they bring them the gifts. They say, you guys took such good care of our homes when we were gone. Thank you so much. And the neighbors to their guest. And finally, the neighbors looked at them and said, did you go anywhere that you brought us these gifts? And the brother said, what do you mean? You didn't know we were in Jerusalem? So the neighbors said, when'd you go? So they said, over a week ago. When'd you come back? Last night, late at night. Well, who'd you leave here that we saw going in and out of the houses? So the brother said, we didn't leave anyone. And the neighbor said, what do you mean? We saw all day, every day, people going in and out. And now the neighbors told them, if you weren't here, then your God took good care of you. And the neighbors told them what they had seen, and the neighbors were embarrassed. When the neighbors realized what had happened, they had a change of heart, and the brothers also understood why Hashem had to send angels to look like back and forth people were coming in and out of the house. This is a fulfillment of the promise that Hashem says, when we go up to Yerushalayim, He's going to take care of us. Now, Chazal tell us when Yanai HaMelech was going to pass away, he told his wife, you don't have to worry from the people, the rabbis you don't have to worry about. They're not going to hurt you. The people who are known robbers, you don't have to worry about. They're not going to hurt you. You have to worry about the people that seem like they're your friends and deep down inside, they're your enemies. Those are the people who, they behave like Zimri and they ask for Sachar like Pinchas. And hiding, they're doing all the improper things. Those are the people you have to worry about. People who aren't straight with you. So here we see those were the people who were a threat to these two brothers, but Baruch Hashem, Hashem took good care of them.